HarperCollins presents No Way Out, Brexit, From the Backstop to Boris, by Tim Shipman. Read by Rupert Farley. For Lily, who arrived between meaningful votes 1 and 2 and changed my world, and for Charlotte, who is my world. Politics is the art of the possible, the attainable, the art of the next best. Otto von Bismarck. Introduction. Primer es saber qué hacer. Después, saber cómo hacerlo. First, you have to know what to do. Then you have to know how to do it. Pep Guardiola. This is the third in what is now a 4-part sequence of books designed to tell the full story of the most explosive period of domestic British politics since the Second World War. All-out war, the full story of Brexit, 2016, was the first, and remains the only all-points narrative covering the inside story of the EU referendum campaign. The book was runner-up for the Orwell Prize for Political Writing. It became the basis for Brexit, the uncivil war, the Emmy-nominated 2019 film, scripted by James Graham, in which Benedict Cumberbatch played Dominic Cummings. The author acted as a political consultant on the film. Fallout, a year of political mayhem, 2017, followed a year later. It recounts how a new government, under Theresa May, set out to tackle Brexit. The bulk of the book is taken up with the story of the 2017 election, revealing how political hubris mixed with inept execution can quickly turn to nemesis. It ends with a disastrously weakened May beginning to negotiate terms with Brussels and the arrival, centre stage, of the Northern Ireland border issue. Together, the first two books provide evidence for a theory of power which, I will argue, this and the concluding volume prove beyond doubt. Those who succeed in politics know where they want to go strategically, how to get there tactically, and have the necessary skills to execute their plans, so that they can turn goals into reality. Politicians lacking any one of these three attributes struggle. Those lacking two fail. Those lacking all three are an irrelevance or an embarrassment to themselves. No Way Out and the final volume, Out, have been 6 years in the making. This book begins by revisiting May's December 2017 joint report agreement with Brussels on Northern Ireland, the moment when Fallout concludes. At the time, this was a crucial hurdle for May, when her premiership lay on the line. A deal, almost any deal, had to be done to keep her show on the road. Only later, in the genesis of this third volume, did it become clear that the events of that December were utterly pivotal to the Brexit settlement and to the future of her government. The first section also covers how MPs, led by Dominic Grieve, secured the right to a meaningful vote on the Brexit deal, which, alongside the joint report, did most to shape the rest of May's premiership. Part one concludes with a flashback chapter, recounting May's early errors, drawing on interviews with those unable to talk openly when the first two books were written. The rest of Part 1 recounts the story of May's three great negotiations. First, with her cabinet, then with the EU, and finally with Parliament. Part 2 covers the tortuous negotiations within government over what Britain wanted the Brexit settlement to look like, first defined in a meeting at Chequers in early 2018, expanded further in May's Mansion House speech, and then, when that was rejected by the EU, the Prime Minister's secret pivot to a deal more aligned with Brussels. That was unveiled at a second meeting at Chequers in July, which prompted the resignations of both David Davis and Boris.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?